KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Deputy President Paul Mashatile has urged South African farmers not to leave the country. He says government is ready to work with them to grow the economy. Mashatile was speaking at the Nampo Harvest Day in the Free State, one of the largest agricultural shows in the Southern Hemisphere. His remarks come after a group of 49 Afrikaners left for the US this week after being granted refugee status there. Mashatile has assured farmers that government values their contribution to job creation and food security.
We all know that agriculture is the backbone of our economy. It ensures food security. We ensure that we develop emerging farmers. We export some of our products to other countries. And we are making sure that these farmers do have access to new technologies as well. They must have access to markets, access to finance. And therefore, we want to make sure that the government and the farming communities should work together.
While speaking at a media briefing yesterday, Minister in the Presidency, Khumbudzo Ntshavheni, says claims that Afrikaners are being discriminated are unfounded.
The South African Police Service statistics on farm-related crimes do not support allegations of violent crime or genocide targeted at farmers generally or any racial grouping. Cabinet refused the narrative by the government of the United States of America and remains open to constructive engagement to share a better and common understanding over these matters.
President Cyril Ramaphosa will embark on a four-day working visit to the US next week to engage with President Donald Trump. An Action SA has called on political parties to rally behind its enhanced cut cabinet perks bill. The party tabled the legislation yesterday and says it's aimed at saving 1.5 billion rand a year by reducing the size and cost of the executive. The bill also seeks to end the president's sole power of changing the ministerial handbook. Action SA's Alan Beasley has called for a full review of cabinet perks every 5 years.
At the moment, we have a bloated cabinet of 75 members living a life of luxury. And it's totally unacceptable when we've got more than 50% of households going to bed hungry that our cabinet can live a life of luxury. They're traveling in first class. They're spending enormous amounts in hotels overseas, and it's simply unacceptable.
In the UK, a man has been charged with arson with intent to endanger life over a fire at the Prime Minister's family home. 21-year-old Roman Lavrinovich, who's a Ukrainian national, is due in court later. Keir Starmer's house in North London was damaged last weekend. Sky's John Craig says that was one of three linked fires.
The family have not lived there since the general election. They're in Downing Street. A car that the Starmers previously owned was also attacked, and also another property, a flat that Mr. Starmer used to live in, that he still owns, that was damaged as well.
Staying in the UK, American R&B singer Chris Brown has been charged with grievous bodily harm over an assault at a London nightclub in 2023. The star was arrested at a hotel in Manchester yesterday. He'll remain in custody until his court appearance today. Back home, Durban and Pietermaritzburg reach a high of 25 degrees today, Richards Bay 27. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.